Friday, October 19th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump has been working on an entire overhaul of the U.S. trade relationship with all of our major trading partners. He wants bilateral agreements, which he feels gives him more leverage down the road than if integrated into multinational trade agreements like TPP. That way he can blow one up with one trading partner without upsetting the whole apple cart. Cruz was the first deal made with South Korea. As a general statement, Trump has disconnected trade deals from geopolitics, but in this instance that was hard to do, needing South Korean cooperation with his policy toward North Korea. I think that Cruz was a good deal for the U.S. ag sector, lowering tariffs on U.S. meat. NAFTA was more important to him politically. He had portrayed NAFTA as a horrible deal and made promises on NAFTA to either renegotiate or nix it. The latter was not politically popular with part of his base, so he divided and conquered, first Mexico, then Canada. Trade deficits were the equivalent in his mind of being stolen from. In many cases, they are benign, but he sees them as the score, either you're winning or losing. Canada ran a trade surplus with the United States on goods, but we ran a trade surplus with Canada when both goods and services were combined. Mexico ran a more significant trade surplus with the United States, no matter how it is calculated. The reason for Trump's ire with Canada is inexplicable based on the criteria that he has given for trade deals. The Canadians have been shocked to be treated worse than Trump has treated some despicable dictators around the world. Trump put tariffs on steel and aluminum on Mexico and Canada for national security reasons, to which they retaliated. While a framework deal has been set for the new NAFTA, now called the USMCA, to accommodate Trump's political need to end NAFTA, the Trump aluminum tariffs are still on. That means that tariffs by Mexico and U.S. pork are still on. They have treated this issue separately from the USMCA and intend to resolve it before the trade pact is officially assigned. The new Congress also has to ratify it. As another one of the many things that I suggested might happen, Trump is now blasting Mexico again over border issues, and he would have no problem with putting the USMCA at risk as leverage for what he wants from Mexico on the border. The USMCA itself had little change for the ag sector. There were zero tariffs in NAFTA, and there are zero tariffs in the USMCA. There was potentially a small gain in market share of the Canadian milk market, not enough to make the U.S. milk market go up, however. I fear that Trump created such ire with us, with the Canadians, that while their market may be open, they will purposely buy less U.S. milk. Canada was our largest milk export customer despite the tariff, and Trump did the opposite of saying thank you for the business. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Canadian and Mexican tariffs that are still on U.S. goods are still accumulating. It will not be recovered, and there's nothing in the new terms of the USMCA that was a great measurable improvement over what we had before. That means that this exercise in its entirety was a net loss for the ag sector. I assume other business sectors and labor got benefits from the new trade deal, but did Trump take the worst trade deal in history and turn it upside down into the best? Give me a break, it was mostly optics. Next on the agenda is negotiation with Japan, the UK, and European Union. They have given Congress the official notice that these new negotiations will begin. A new trade deal with Japan holds promise. They are a big market and have signaled that they will open it further to the U.S. ag sector. Right now, Australia and Canada get a better deal in meat tariffs with Japan than we do, so equivalency would be an improvement. NAFTA had a beef tariff of zero, and Japan has a beef tariff of 38.5%. See the potential. Japan is also motivated by a strong desire to maintain market access to the United States. They displayed this desire by not retaliating to Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. Trump will drive a hard bargain, but he may get what he wants, and that should benefit the ag sector. The deal with Japan will likely be a template for deals with the Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan, so it has to get done right. Negotiations with the UK are set to go well for us, too. By that I mean that we have great leverage over them. Brexit is not going well and may blow up entirely, so the UK will desperately need a friend on trade very badly after making enemies of Europe. The UK was operating under the precautionary principle and the same sanitary and phytosanitary trade barriers that the European Union was laying on us. They need to open to GMOs, hormone-fed beef, ractopamine pork, chlorine-rinsed chicken, and other ag production on the same equivalency basis that Americans consume them. all USDA-approved U.S. products have to be accepted by the U.K. and European Union. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.